It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are previewing the 75th edition of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, which is coming up June 21st through the 23rd in downtown Tuolumne. The past few years, it's been put on by the VFW Post 4748, and there's a bit of a transition when it comes to the organization putting on the event. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Aaron Rasmussen, one of the organizers from the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, is joining us in studio. Aaron, it's great to have you on Motherlode Views.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So 75 years, a long time. It's a great community event. What do you know about the history of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee?
Well, the Westside Lumber Company was a major part in development and economic drive for the township of Tuolumne at the turn of the century. In the 1935, coming out of the Great Depression, there was a lot of economic feeding coming in from the government to, you know, to build the Tuolumne Veterans Hall that we have now, the fish hatcheries around the county. There's a lot of WPA projects and stuff like that, and it was a good time. People were kind of getting out of this depression mode. So in 1935, the workers in the lumber industry here decided to start the Lumber Jubilee, have a local competition and get together, kind of have its yearly festival.
It's unique to have a tug of war competition, isn't it?
Very unique. And I think that was about, you know, the same year, 1935, when the Lumber Jubilee started, tug of war must have been a very popular thing, because actually that year in 1935, the cleated tug of war that we do today was banned from Olympics. I chuckle sometimes, because we're always seem to be a community that like kind of likes to fight back a little bit. We do things a little different. Like, you can't tell us no, so we're gonna keep doing it and keep it alive. And by 1956, we were the undefeated tug of war champions in the whole state, and still to this day, that's remembered as the greatest time of our tug of war.
And the VFW Post 4748 has been putting on the event the past few years. You know, how did that all happen, and what's kind of on the future when it comes to the transition?
So the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee has always been community-driven and community oversight. When I started getting involved in 2017, learning about the ins and outs of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, it became apparent that it was not really properly established. It had no nonprofit. It was just community coming together, taking in money, putting out money, and overseeing amongst ourselves. By 2019, when I was afforded the opportunity to be the head chairman of the event, I made it very clear that I wanted to put it under an appropriate nonprofit moving forward. And closest thing to my heart was the VFW in Tuolumne. Graciously, the veterans in Tuolumne, being mainly a part of it, the Jubilee as well, gladly took it on. We took what funds were available and we put it in its own special fund. And we've been the VFW Post 4748 has been the main board overview of the program, but it's been hands off and letting the community do what they'd like, and that's been really nice. I've not only been the head chairman, but I've been the CFO for the VFW Post 4748 and the Jubilee for many years now. And then this year we had the money and the opportunity to actually spend appropriate money with some lawyers and have it established as its own nonprofit. And that has now been signed and sealed as of last month. So it is now its own nonprofit, standalone, Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, Inc. So any future donations, please write it out to them. I'm still in the process of transferring funds between the two organizations, but it's working out fairly well. And for future to come, it's going to be on its own. The VFW will always be a partner, only because there's so much sharing of volunteers and time. It works out well.
You know, we'll get into previewing this year's event, but I'm curious too, just, I mean, 75 years, that takes a lot of grit and determination to keep that event going for so long. I'm sure there were times along the way that there were challenges and questions if it would continue. You know, what do you see as kind of the big reason why it's important to keep this event thriving and moving forward?
I think there's a lot to that question. In recent years, I was reminded of the COVID during 2020. We were the only event that I know of in the state of California that still had our event. And yeah, we geared it down, and we weren't the 3-day event that we usually are, and we didn't have our queen drive. We purely just had the Sunday event of all the logging events. And that, honestly, that was my most favorite year, to tell you the truth. It was because all the work that it leads up to, I didn't have to focus on as much as I just got the logs and invited all my competitors, and we had a great time. It was really fun. This is the 44th consecutive year that the Jubilee's been going. We've only had 3 breaks, and they've been because of sad times. World War II, it had its first break, and that was for the year of 1945, if I'm not mistaken, because we were hitting D-Day 1944. Not D-Day, December 7th, 1944. So that following year, 1945, it was, from all the records that I can find, it didn't occur. And in this past few months of preparing for this Jubilee, really looking at all the years of the Jubilee, when I first did a rundown, because the only solid history when we apply to a year, there's only two things that we're really keeping track of, and it's our queens. They're kind of like what connects us to every year, the Jubilee. We have a name attached to every year, and the queen is special. Now we've had grand marshals for every year, but I've kind of lost we've lost in history of those grand marshals, and I'm looking for an historian to help me really track down all those names, as well as our tug of war teams throughout the year, as well as our loggers of the year and special things. But when I when I was researching, it was we don't have queens for about 3 years during the war, so it was assumed for many years that the Jubilee didn't happen for 3 years during that period. And in my research, I found that it had to have happened in 1956 and 7, even though we don't have a queen attached to those dates. Because when I look at what relics we have left, which are these interesting wood plaques that have been made and stamped for every year from what the oldest one I've seen was 1937. So these plaques on them, they're stamped the annual event. And in my research, we had to have had two Lumber Jubilee events similar to most likely what I did in during 2020, which we just the workers and the timber guys just got together and they did their logging competition without all the hoopla of and money drives for that brought in the fundraising. Because during the war, everybody was really stretched, saving money, sending it, buying war bonds. So money was pushed towards the war effort. So that's kind of why it got lost there during World War II. I think everybody was putting their money towards that. So the events must have been fairly small.
Need to take a quick break. We're going to pick up on this conversation in just a second. We're talking with Aaron Rasmussen. We're previewing the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, which is coming up June 21st through the 23rd in downtown Tuolumne. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking about the upcoming Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in the studio by Aaron Rasmussen, one of the main organizers. It's the 75th edition of the Lumber Jubilee coming up June 21st through the 23rd in downtown Tuolumne. Aaron, during the first segment, I asked you a lot about the history of the Lumber Jubilee. You provided some great details about how this event has evolved over the years, but you wanted to clarify a couple of dates that were mentioned when you're looking at your notes here.
Yeah, I got to relook at my notes. 1942, beginning of World War II in December. 1943 was the first break in the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee after eight consecutive years. And then between 1944 and 1945, there had to have been some small Lumber Jubilee competitions going on, but without all the fundraising because of the all the support was going to the war effort. And then our second break occurred in 1962 because the mill had burned down that year. And so everybody was obviously sad about that, and there was a lot of conflict at that time because there was some union issues between the workers and the mill, and to this day it's still uncertain on how the fire started. Some say that it was possibly the mill owner that set the mill on fire and just being mad at the union. And then some other people say it was the union that started the fire, vice versa. But between 1962 and 1967, there was no jubilee. And it was started back up in 1968 and went for 5 years before stopping again in 1972. And the only real reason that I can think of that it stopped in 1972. It's just there was a lack of community involvement at that time. And this year, then it started back up in 1981, mainly because of this year's Grand Marshal, Tim Burns, which is great to note, and a great Grand Marshal this year to remember. It's because of the last 44 consecutive years started with Tim Burns, which is news to me too. It's new history to me that I'm glad and so happy to have learned and to realize that. You know, I've always known of the Burns family to be one of the main families, movers and shakers in Tuolumne, but to now know the man who has that this last 44 years started with Tim Burns is. And my hat's off to him, and that's a great way to honor him this year for the 75th.
Yeah, it's great. He's really been an instrumental force, hasn't he, in helping to keep this thing rolling.
Yes, his whole family, too, his wife, the kids, the Burns family. It's a tradition to this day that they are our official judges on Sunday. If I can't imagine a jubilee without a Burns out there helping me and judge these competitions.
So for the 3 days event, for people who are going to be heading over to Tuolumne to take part, what can they expect over the course of the 3 days?
They can expect a lot of good times, a lot of fun stuff for the children to do. We kick off at noon on Friday. The carnival will be up and running. The Tuolumne pool will be open all weekend thanks to Tuolumne Park, Tuolumne County Recreation. They've been helpful in working with me and scheduling that to be open this weekend. And then we kick off our events with a queen relay. We have four queen contestants this year, and they are they're currently still actively selling tickets to hopefully win the queen crown. The queen crown is based on how much money and funds you raise for the jubilee. It's very simple, but we give them prizes throughout the 2 months leading up to it. See which one raises the most tickets throughout this whole process. And how do I say it? Part of those Queens, it's just, again, they start off at 12 o'clock noon on Friday. We have a queen relay, which is super fun. It really starts off, you know, the kick for everything. And then as the carnival goes on throughout the day, the pool will be open. Also, we have a kids area down on Whitehead Field. We'll have jumpers down there and some other games for kids and families. That it's all free of cost. So if you don't want to spend money on carnival rides and stuff like that, or you want to take a break for the carnival rides, I remember as a kid, I'd run around, ride all the rides, you know, take a break, go look around. You can go down on the field, jump around, play some games, sit in the shade. So it's a nice area for everyone. I'm still kind of looking for someone to sponsor that and take pride in that arena, because we had a transition up in Tuolumne. We've got a new youth director, so we weren't in able to work with them in time. So usually I like to get them involved in that. Then at that evening at 6 p.m. is when we will have the queen coronation. All the past queens show up that are able, and we announce them and recognize them, and then we announce the winners of all the queen competition. And that's a very exciting time, especially for the family that wins, and the contestants all get prizes for their efforts. And then as soon as the coronation's over, we will finalize our coin fundraiser. Everybody that had put a bid in up until that point, if you win your coin bid, make sure to be there so you can receive your coin.
Got to interrupt, because you brought the coin in, and yes, it's very cool. They're a new thing this year. There's something to see. So tell us about the coins and how people can bid.
These coins, there's only 75 of them, and what's unique about them? It's just not a coin. It, on the front of the coin, it says "Last Cleated Tug of War in the World, 1935 to 2024," and on the back it says "Biggest Little Event in Tuolumne." It is not just a tradition; it's our way of life. And there's four cool emblems on it that shows our tug of war, represents our tug of war. We have the train number 2, that's iconic for downtown Tuolumne, Westside Lumber Company logo, a saw, and some axes representing our logging events. But what is incredibly special about this coin is each coin has 3 gold placer nuggets from the mother lode, thanks to Taylor Jewelers. He put, between me and him, we found a way to inlay 3 gold nuggets in each one of these coins. They're all unique. Each nugget's unique. Each coin's unique. And it was kind of something I just came up in the middle of the night after doing a coin project for our local post. And it has turned into being a huge fundraiser. I know I was hoping to make a couple $1,000s. By the help and support of Chicken Ranch and Black Oak Casino, we are currently well over $15,000 so far. And if we have plenty of coins left to bid on, we have about 22 currently, and that have not been bidded on at all. But if you go to Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee on Facebook, I have a pinned posting of our coin fundraiser, and you can see the list, current ongoing list. I update it daily for those that have bid on coins. If you see a coin that's been bid on, you can outbid that person. If you just message me in online or text me, call me, say, hey, put $100, $200 on this coin. And it continues through this next Thursday, the day before we start the Lumber Jubilee. So the final bids you can get in on probably Thursday night. That's the day to be looking. And then, yeah, you can see a lot of sponsors on there as well.
Yeah, it's a very creative way to raise some money for the Lumber Jubilee. Are you anticipating lots of good music as well this year?
Yes, always got good music. We're very thankful to have Hired Gum back Friday night and Burn Permit on Saturday night. We've been rotating them the last couple years. They're great people, great bands. So that takes place as soon as the coronation and the coin fundraiser has been divvied out. Friday night, we start off with Hired Gun until 10 o'clock, and we start wrapping up about 10:30. We start shutting everything down, but you can always visit the newly opened Tuolumne Loggers Club. It's under new management, new ownership, and they've done a great job restoring that old bar. So stop in there and say hi on your way out.
Do you take one more break? We're talking with Aaron Rasmussen. He is here talking about the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, which is coming up June 21st through the 23rd in downtown Tuolumne. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And this is the final segment of today's Motherlode Views. We're previewing the upcoming Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, June 21st through the 23rd in downtown Tuolumne, joined on the program by Aaron Rasmussen, one of the main organizers of the event. And Aaron, tell us about, you know, Saturday and Sunday events and what people can expect as well.
So Saturday we kick off with our parade at 10 o'clock. So if you're in the parade, please show up about 8:39, get in line at Madrone and Carter. And at sharply at 10 o'clock, we will start the parade. It'll go down Carter and then make a right on Bay past the Westside Park. We usually wrap up the parade about 10:30, 10:45. And immediately after the parade, if you got little ones, 3 years to 12, get down to the arena, the logging arena. And I have kids relays that we do for about an hour. We run the kids through fun relays, very cute, very fun for the family. And the kids will win prizes and gifts. And then as soon as I get all the kids through the relays, we have our famous little kids tug of war, which is super awesome. And then after the kids tug of war, we go into women's relays, similar to the Queen's relays that we have on Friday at noon. There's chances to win lots of gifts for the ladies. And then we have our famous, after the women's relays, we have our famous needle in the haystack find for a sewing machine. It's a long tradition of throughout the Jubilee that we make sure that stays alive as well. And then after all the relays are done with the kids and the women, the arm wrestling, statewide arm wrestling, will start at 12 to 5. Arm wrestlers from all over the state. These guys are monsters. It's not your fly-by-night arm wrestling anymore. We've really upped the game on that one, thanks to arm benders. So look forward to that. That'll be in the park this year, where the band's usually set up. And as soon as they'll wrap up about 5 o'clock, and then at 7, we have our next band for the evening, which is Burn Permit, and they'll go till from 7 to 10. And then after we're done at the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee at 10:30, you can always visit the Loggers for another band that's going to be featured there as well, High Time Posse's at the Loggers Club. So I'm looking forward to hearing them too. It's going to be a long day, but it's all fun with family and friends and good community. Then on Sunday, we have our church in the park starting at 9 o'clock. So please join them. Pray for our event, our good thoughts that no one gets hurt throughout the day's events. Because just like the logging industry is the most dangerous industry in America, at a fatality rate of 21 times higher than any typical American job, according to USA Today. Our logging events are pretty scary sometimes. You know, we're throwing axes and we're running chainsaws, and we definitely don't want anybody to get hurt this year. We have 18 events that will start sharply at 11 o'clock and go to about 5 o'clock, give or take, and ending with our famous Bowl of the Woods, where you're boxing on a log. And that's always a highlight of the day right before the greatest and last cleated tug of war of the world, which will take place about 5 o'clock. And I think this year it's going to go a little long. We've got a new team, Tuolumne Gold Miners. It looks like they got about a 7 foot tall guy to compete against West Side Climbers. Big guy as well. There's 6 guys on each team for the tug of war teams. You got West Side Climbers. They're returning champions. They got a solid team that's been winning for the last few years, and it's good to see the Gold Miners come out this year, and I think they're going to put on a good show. It's going to be a tight one. I don't know. Super fun. I mean, you're not going to see these two events anywhere else in the Mother Lode, though. This year we have quite a few Mother Lode events for Timber Sports. I hope you look forward to. You know, we're starting off with the 75th Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, obviously next weekend, but then come July 6th through the 7th in North Fork, they have their Mid Sierra Logging Jamboree. If you're interested in visiting that, also we're bringing back this year the Pollock Pines Logging Day Show, Saturday, July 20th. So look forward to that as well. And then Sierra Nevada Logging Jamboree, the 27th. The 27th Sierra Nevada Logging Jamboree happens Saturday, August 31st. And then we kind of end out the year with the 49th Lumberjack Day, West Point, California, on October 5th.
And for the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, for any types of tickets, what do people need to know?
Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is free. You know, you can watch the events for free. The only thing that you have to pay for if you want to is rides on the carnival. Pre-sale carnival tickets are available at a discounted price at Tuolumne Park and Recreation District office for $30. That gives you an all-day wristband if you'd like. But the day of during the event, 3 days, it will cost you $35 instead of $30. So that's the only charge. And that's one of the like to keep it that way. But at the same time, you know, this event runs on donations, and one of the ways you can give back is find one of the 4 queens that are running that you would like to support and purchase $5 tickets from them. Those tickets that you get, not only do they support the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, but you have a chance to win 2 $500 door prizes. So that is a good way to support, you know, because come out, find a queen that you want to vote for with your dollars.
You know, I we're coming to the end of today's show. I've only got about a minute left. I was hoping to ask you, too, about the importance of volunteers, not just for this event, but for just in the community as well. But, you know, maybe as we just wrap up, maybe just end on that a little bit.
If I can summarize, if you love our community, if you love Tuolumne County and the culture that it brings, please, please get involved, whether it's with the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee or a veterans organization or a service organization within our community. We are all in desperate need for you to come join us, be with us, be an extra hand. It makes all the world in the difference. If you love our community and you love what we have here in Tuolumne, please, please get involved.
It's important to keep these community connections strong in the local culture and the different events and the history.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, Aaron, it's great having you on Mother Lode Views. Again, it's coming up June 21st through the 23rd in downtown Tuolumne. It's the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. It's a big event in the community. And you mentioned the parade as well. I know a lot of people like to go to the parade. Tell us again when the parade's going to be.
Parade's going to be at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
And you expect quite a few entries this year?
You know, we're probably one of the, you know, it's interesting, Tuolumne County, we have one of the biggest parades in the state, and we have one of the smallest, and that's Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee.
So it makes Tuolumne County unique.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. So again, we thank Aaron Rasmussen. Head on out to Tuolumne. It's the Lumber Jubilee, the 75th edition, June 21st through the 23rd. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Mother Lode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Mother Lode. Mother Lode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.